Matilda Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live 251st episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, featuring the Oakland-based heavyweight cumbia band La Misa Negra. Broadcasting as typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in unincorporated Montgomery County, Maryland. I'd like to thank Gemlog for tuning in from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada, and joining the chat. Welcome, Gemlog. We're listening to Cumbia Milagrosa. Seems pretty miraculous, if you ask me.
Dueña de mí.
Misa Negra translates to Black Mass in English. It refers to a ritual typically performed as a sacrilegious parody of the Catholic Mass associated with Satanism or witchcraft. Acróbata Nacional. Is a Cosadora. I'll give a quick intro to La Misa Negra here in a minute.
Yeah.
is El Agua Ya Se Acabó. Give an introduction to La Misa Negra in their own words. They are a seven-piece band from Oakland, California, known for their unique blend of heavyweight cumbia with high-energy Afro-Latin music. On stage, they deliver an electrifying performance that explodes with infectious dance grooves and punk rock energy, powered by horn and accordion-driven riffs, a fierce rhythm section, and a vintage-inspired sound. Cacahuate. Since their live debut in the fall of 2011, La Misa Negra has toured the country, sharing stages and festival bills with the likes of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stevie Wonder, Lenny Kravitz, Thievery Corporation, Za, Mono Ferte, Julieta Venegas, Ana Tihu, Bomba Estéreo, George Clinton, Antibalas, Budos Band, and Ozo Motley. On the strength of their wild and one-of-a-kind shows, they've gained a reputation as one of the most exciting live bands to emerge from the Bay Area in recent years, garnering a diverse fan base that transcends musical, cultural, and generational divides. Led by composer, guitarist, and accordion player Marco Polo Santiago, the Unlikely Collective combines a wealth of musical influences as diverse as their cultural backgrounds, but it's Marco Polo's affinity for hip-hop and heavy metal that inspires much of the band's sound and identity, evident in their name, on-stage antics, and popular t-shirt designs. Now, 4 years after dropping their debut album, La Misa Negra returns with a self-titled sophomore effort that they've dubbed the Red Album. Channeling Colombia's golden age, they dive into retro-future cumbia with tracks like Me Voy Pa Porce and Acosadora, and tap deep into their Afro-Colombian influences by incorporating traditional styles such as curulao and tambora. They showcase their love for land jazz on the monster salsa tune Pistola and their hyperspeed reimagining of the Cuban classic Yaya Bo. They also allude to their non-land influences with instrumental tracks and samples that pay homage to Black Sabbath, Alice in Chains, and Wu-Tang Clan. Finding common ground between their heavy metal leanings and bombo-inspired horn lines, La Misa Negra arrangements serve as the perfect delivery mechanism for both their humorous storytelling and exploration of heavier subject matter like gun violence, water scarcity, and gender inequality. With their second release, the Powerhouse Septet unleashes 12 tracks that capture the raw energy of their live shows and solidify them as a new force in today's Afro-Latin music scene.
Thank you.
now is La Boquiera. This is fantastic stuff. This is La Cumbia Cura.
Cumbia, tres veces.
Misa de Medianoche. Let's see here. La Misa Negra showcases their love for Latin jazz on the monster salsa tune Pistola, and their hyper-speed reimagining of the Cuban classic Yayabo. They also allude to their non-Latin influences with instrumental tracks and samples that pay homage to Black Sabbath, Alice in Chains, and Wu-Tang Clan. Finding common ground between their heavy metal leanings and mambo-inspired horn lines, La Misa Negra's arrangements serve... Oh, I think I already read this. It's the perfect delivery mechanism for both their humorous storytelling and exploration of heavier subject matter like gun violence, war scarcity, and gender inequality. With their second release, the powerhouse septet unleashes 12 tracks that capture the raw energy of their live shows and solidify them as a new force in today's Afro-Latin music scene. Seeing another review from Jessica Lipsky describing La Misa Negra as cumbia with a punk attitude. This is from KQED. La Misa Negra's music is so eclectic, the Oakland cumbia band wouldn't sound out of place playing at a Latin club, dive bar, or even a Jewish wedding. At a typical live show, the group bursts onto the stage with a frenzy of drums and horns. Singer Diana Trujillo bounces to the beat, pirouetting on one foot and letting out a loud, throaty cry. Guitarist Marco Polo Santiago headbangs while picking his guitar. La Misa Negra has been lighting up dance floors with their high-energy brand of cumbia since 2011. Their second self-titled studio album, due out on September 29, draws on elements of hip-hop, Latin jazz, and even metal to create a sound band members describe as hella bailable, or bailable, I should say, or hella danceable. Our number one mission is just to make people move, says Santiago, La Misa Negra's composer, guitarist, and accordion player. They've come a long way from their first release, Misa de Medianoche, which Santiago recorded on his laptop with a single microphone in 2013. Boy, that sounds familiar. Their new self-titled project, nicknamed The Red Album, was recorded in a much more professional setting at Oakland's 25th Street Recording. It captures the raw energy and musical prowess of its frenetic live shows. La Misa Negra's sound might contain multi-regional influences, but it could only have been born in the Bay Area. Santiago came up in Los Angeles hip-hop and metal scenes, and his background is evident in the band's hard-driving percussive rhythms. This is Pistola. In high school, he played trumpet and developed a deep love for horn lines. After moving to Oakland 7 years ago, Santiago connected with a diverse collection of local players and performed a seven-piece band whose name translates to the Black Mass. With La Misa Negra, Santiago sought to incorporate a variety of Latin and rock influences to create something that sounds like Black Sabbath in Spanish. Indeed, the band's new record opens with an Afrobeat-inspired instrumental cover of the Sabbath tune A National Acrobat. Yet La Misa Negra's energetic performances, which move at a rapid clip with furious drumming and Spanish language vocals, are much more upbeat than the band's name suggests. Much of Juan Misenegra's musical grit comes from Colombian-born vocalist Trujillo's lyrics, which feature feminist themes and progressive political messages. Trujillo penned the Cumbia Scorcher from the forthcoming album Dueña de Mi, Boss of Myself, after the Women's March in Washington, D.C. In it, she asserts her right to make her own decisions, including when to have children and obtain an education. I'm the owner of my destiny, and I want to live it with freedom, Trujillo sings in Spanish over Santiago's crooning accordion. The Women's March inspired me to make my own protest in music, Trujillo writes in an email to KQED. Women have been prohibited of expression in so many cultures, and that's what inspires me. I come from a very male chauvinist society, which I protest with my songs. The female role in land dance music is often relegated to a backup dancer or a pretty girl in a bathing suit. I wanted to have talented people in this band who weren't just guys, Santiago says, referring to saxophone clarinet player Morgan Nelson and the band's massively talented percussionist Elena De Troya. We're a multicultural band, a multigender band, and we embrace our differences. Equal treatment of all people is important to us. Gun violence, another issue to the band, is the subject of Pistola, a salsa track from the new album. The topic hits close to home for Trujillo, who grew up in Colombia in the 80s and 90s when the country was besieged by government and guerrilla violence. A lot of my relatives died during this time, including my own father, Trujillo says. I felt death very close so many times. Although a good portion of Juan Misenegra's audience aren't Spanish speakers and likely didn't grow up listening to land music, band members don't see language as an issue. There's no particular scene that shows up to get down, but almost everyone is stomping, jumping, or shaking their hips to the music regardless of age, gender, or ethnicity. This is beautiful. I look into the audience and it's like a rainbow of faces, Santiago says. It's one of the beautiful things about living in this part of the country, the diversity of the people. Puerto Bahía. We got about 8 minutes left in the hour, but I still have some more tracks to go through the top of the hour.
You know.
you all so much for tuning in. Looks like we'll close out the hour with Procesión de Funeral and Sancocho. We'll then have three tracks after the top of the hour. As typical, I'll post the archive of the episode shortly after the conclusion of the episode, and we'll have a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week, we have Andres Cepeda scheduled, so stay tuned for that. I hope you've had a great conclusion of your week and start of your weekend.
Sin pena, grita, ay, ay, ay.
¡Tambor!